为什么要做短宣，或者说为什么要来到参与宣教，你其实要问一下，为什么神要创造我们？对，为什么神要创造我们？其实大家有没有想过？杰米说，在点头。为什么？对，为了诉说他的荣耀。那从人的这个角度来看呢？为什么神要来到创造我们？从人的角度，不是从神的角度。其实我自己刚才在讲的时候，我是觉得只有两样。从人的角度来看，为什么神创造我们？其实就是分享神的荣耀，刚才Jeremy 说的，分享神的荣耀。其实第二点就是说参与他的工作，因为分享他的荣耀，因为我们有他的形象，所以我们分享了他的荣耀，分享了神的一部分。然后他创造亚当夏娃之后，就吩咐他们来到管理一切，管理他创造的，就是参与他的工作。所以其实参与短宣或是参与宣教都是一样，就是分享神的荣耀，就是参与神的工作，分享神的荣耀，参与神的工作。其实这就是我们活着的目的。我们读三节经文第一节是在那个创世纪第一章二十八节，创世纪第一章二十八节，大家找到了吗？创世纪第一章二十八节，就找到我们一起来读，一二三起，神就赐福给他们，要对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理治地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。我们再来一遍，神就赐福给他们，要对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理治地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。第二节第二段的经文呢，是在马太福音二十八章十九二十节，马太福音二十八章十九二十节，马太福音二十八章十九二十节，有找着，我们一起来，一二三起，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，归于父，凡我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。我不知道大家在读这两段或是三节经文吧，新约跟旧约，不知道大家有什么想法，或者说大家的理解是怎么样子。其实在我看来呢，这两段的经文虽然字面是不一样，但神的心意是一模一样。当初他吩咐亚当夏娃上涌众多，偏满地面，然后二十八章马太福音十九节二十节，耶稣吩咐门徒，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。其实神的心意，对人的心意，对世界的心意从来没有变过。但是我们知道创世纪第一章二十八节，神吩咐亚当夏娃没多久之后，在第三章他们就不听话，所以一章二十八节这里就没能够完成。 现在新约的圣经，新约的时代是基督徒的时代，是你我的时代。我们会不会有什么样子的一些的原因，让这个大使命在你我身上不能完成？就像刚才说，从人的角度，为什么神创造我们，就是分享神的荣耀，还有参与他的工作。其实我不知道大家看这里，这可以拿上去吗？我不知道大家当初还记不记得我们25周年，有一两兄妹吧，应该是就很辛苦在这里把这些字啊贴上去。大家现在看见什么？脱的脱，掉的掉。对，其实你跟我的生命，你跟我所重视的东西，随着时间也会脱的脱，掉的掉，最终能够留下来的就唯有我们分享神的荣耀的时候，我们参与他工作的时候。其实啊，钟牧师在啊，相信给你们的 email 或是小雨给你们的那个电邮的时候，应该是说我的意向。最近呢，有两个问题，弟兄姐妹经常问我。第一个，你什么时候出去？是不是很快就去？第二个，啊，你什么时候结婚？是不是很快就结婚？生养众多，可能我一个人不行，填满不了地面。就问这两个问题，要回答很容易，但也蛮困难。因为在大概1月份的时候，我心里面就有一个思念，一个想法，或是说一个很大的提醒。其实那个时候我们就在想什么时候结婚，但是就在我们在想什么时候结婚的时候，一个的想法出来，一个重担，一个敲锣的一个想法。这个想法就是这样子，如果我现在就叫你去宣教，你去不去？我现在就要你去宣教，你去不去？你可不可以像亚伯拉罕一样，没有保留的奉献自己，没有保留的顺服？就是这两个问题，你愿不愿意？现在我叫你去宣教，你就去。你愿不愿意好像亚伯拉罕一样，没有保留的顺服？所以这两个想法很沉重，也很大的提醒。所以这也是这两个想法让我进去两个星期只喝水没有吃东西的一个禁食祷告里面。 在里面就好像雅各一样，在跟神摔跤，可不结了婚才去，可不可以结了婚才去？可不可以把你这个宣教的呼召放后面一点？当我这么讲的时候，当我这么说的时候，当我这么祷告的时候呢，你知道吗？我有很有体会亚伯拉罕的那个大黑暗，就是神跟他立约的时候让他睡着了，那种大黑暗。但是当我说神你是唯一的，我顺服你，那这样子呢，我现在又突然之间在温存里面，这样子，在一个有暖气很舒服的房间里面一样。所以经过这样子反复的挣扎，我就说神你叫我去我就去，不结婚，因为你是唯一的神。所以请弟兄姐妹来到思考一下，到底神给你的呼召是什么，你怎么样来到分享神的荣耀，还有参与神的工作。我们很多东西我们所重视的，其实就好像我们25周年的时候所做的一些的包装，所做的一些的那个装饰。我不知道大家还有没有看见外面在楼梯的那个25，大家有看见吗？可能你们没有留意，对，那个5已经不见了，好像，对，还剩下2。对，所以希望我们的基督徒人生不要这么饿。对，就真的去，我也真的希望神可以挑战一下我们自己，到底我们的神是不是我们唯一，在我们的生命里面是最高的存在，让我们可以一起来的分享他的荣耀，参与他的工作。所以呢，大家以后就不用再问我到底什么时候出去宣教，什么时候结婚。对，因为既然神给我这个意向，必然是先来到荣耀神。对，我们一起祷告。神，我们谢谢你，谢谢你创造我们，也谢谢你让我们分享你的荣耀，也谢谢你让我们可以参与你的工作。神，我们必须为我们的过去或是为我们现在的一些的生命的次序来到向你认罪。在我们生命里面真的很多的东西，很多的人是在你以上，我们求你帮助，让我们真的可以见证你自己，见证你的荣耀，见证你的工作。你挑战我们，因为你是神，你挑战我们，因为你是要赐福于我们，你的心意从一开始到现在从来没有变过，你就是让所有的人回到你的家中，回到你的国中，回到你的旧文里面，称你为阿巴父，你叫他们为孩子。神，也谢谢你，你要使用我们。因为当我读到出埃及记的时候，你说你称呼以色列人为你的军队，你的人民。但神，我们看见他们是多么的顽梗，多么的不济，但神你就这样子看重他们，看得起他们，叫他们为你的军队。我们也谢谢你，你更加看得起我们，看重我们，你叫我们是你的儿女。 求你怜悯，帮助我们，让我们顺服你，好像亚伯拉罕一样，没有保留的顺服，没有保留的来到高举你。感谢神，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
So my, both my parents are like city people and I grew up as a city person, but, I kind of like the countryside. Like this. So, yeah.
Claudia 的爸爸妈妈都是他他父亲是就是陈景牧师从纽约来的那个原始的教会的主任牧师。那么他Claudia 中文名字叫陈植敏。那么他今年就要毕业了。Okay, the second question will be, how many siblings that you have, and then what are they doing?
I can answer the first part in Chinese. So, 我有一个妹妹 and she is 26. She's 26. And she works right now at a baby clothing stores. Actually, they do more than sell baby clothes. They sell like cribs and different things like that.
婴儿用品店。
Yeah. Yep.
我有一位姐姐，她也是26岁。她在北加州念博士，念统计。
Josh, 他是从那 UC Berkeley 毕业的。
We have 6 of us. And, yes. I'm the third born. Two of my older brothers are married and, our oldest is working for the government in the immigration office and as an IT expert and, so is the other one working in a private company as an IT guy. And I am the pastor. And, the three others are still in school, high school. Thank you.
Oh. 听懂了齁、哦、有一个为政府工作两个做 IT, 其他还在上学哦。他是 pastor。
我有一个哥哥跟一个弟弟，我哥哥29岁，然后他是职业舞者，所以他在台湾教跳舞。然后我有一个弟弟，他我看我这样子，所以他22岁，他今年要毕业，他现在大四。所以我的年龄站在中间。
I have one brother, he's 27 years old. This year he started taking, classes, medical study classes. He wants to do doctoral study, I guess, but not yet, so.
Okay, thank you. So I guess the next question is, what is your favorite beverage?
So very specifically, 珍珠奶茶, but it has to be from a very special store. It's called Coco.
Coco.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. But they're only in New York here, I think. Yeah.
只有从 Coco 来的珍珠奶茶。
我最喜欢喝养乐多，我很喜欢台湾的养乐多。
Milk 。
我也喜欢珍珠奶茶，可是我喜欢珍珠奶茶是，我大学的时候，我每次熬夜的时候，我爸爸会去夜市买的珍珠奶茶。
green tea latte slush。
Green tea latte。Okay。好。So I guess the next question would be, what do you do if you have a full-time, rest, like full-time off? What do you do?
Okay, so I thought about this, and I have two answers. So the first one is possible, the second one probably not possible. So the first one is I would probably go to a mountain somewhere and just spend the day like hiking and camping. My impossible one is I would go to Germany and I would drive on the Autobahn all day.
德国的这个高速公路是没有时速限制的，我开过一次可以开到200，这个没有人管你啊。现在如果有一天有空的话，应该会想要也爬山吧，我很喜欢山，所以还没有爬过马州的山，就听说蛮漂亮的，所以如果有一天不用读书。
I actually didn't think about this, but I know the answer. if I have free time today, I would love to see the wildebeest migration in Kenya. These are animals that just crossing, thousands crossing over a big river into Tanzania. It's a beautiful phenomenon.
Do I need to translate for you?
Yeah.
就是他如果想说他会想要回肯亚，因为现在这季节是有一群很大，有一大群动物正在从肯亚迁徙到坦桑尼亚。
我其实还蛮无聊的，我应该就是想要念书，看书，然后弹钢琴、跳舞，然后可是他们好像都蛮户外的，所以如果比较 out there 的话，我应该会想要学骑马。
I want to do what Matthew's doing. But anyway, if I weren't in Kenya, I would, depending on the season, take a walk along the beach or walk in the woods.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. One last one is, I think it's regarding animal. What's your favorite animal and why?
Okay, my favorite animal is the penguin. I really like their flippers. I like how they slide on ice on their bellies. And it looks like a lot of fun, and I wish I could do it. and the last thing I like about penguins is, like, when they go and greet each other, that they bow.
我最喜欢的动物是乌龟，因为我很喜欢他们的生命的观念，就慢慢来，不要太快。
Since I love milk, I love cows.
我喜欢狼，因为我很喜欢狗，然后可是我觉得狼比较酷。
Well, I also like wolves. Yes, they're like dogs, but they are very group-oriented. I like that. They take care of each other. They have good skills like hunting. Yeah, and they're cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so we'll start with Daniel.
Okay. Okay. 哦，对，中文名字梁恩松。Okay, yeah, thank you for having me here. My story starts here. I was born in New York, and then when I was one, my parents moved to New Jersey, and that's where I've lived most of my life. I grew up in a Christian home for as long as I can remember. We've been going to church. And it's funny now, many of you may know I work with the children's ministry. I see myself, or I see myself in a lot of the kids that I work with. My church was much smaller, so there were only 3 boys that were really bad. And I was one of them. So I have high hopes for a lot of the children up there. I accepted Jesus as my savior when I was 12 years old, right before going into high school. But then high school was a very difficult time for me. A lot of just temptations to be like the rest of the students in my grade. So it was all about getting good grades. It was all about finding a girlfriend, not listening to our parents, going out, all these things. And so my relationship with God was very poor. My relationship with my parents was very poor. And this continued all throughout high school. Then I went to college. And right before I entered college, one of the older brothers in my church came up to me and he asked me if I would like to be discipled by him, if I would like to be mentored by him. And I thought he was really cool. And so I said, yeah. And so I started meeting with him once every 2 weeks. He would come to school and we would meet up and we would talk about God. We would talk about life. And I'm really grateful for him. And that's when I really started to take my relationship with God more seriously. I started reading the Bible more consistently, almost daily, started praying, and I really felt like my prayers were being led by the Holy Spirit, just praying for a long time, and I was very grateful for that. Started serving in the fellowship, and then after my third year, I had the summer, and I decided to go on a missions trip. So I went to Colorado and spent 6 weeks in Colorado. I worked with high school students. Most of them came from broken families, so only one parent, very poor. Most of them end up joining gangs. And the point of the camp that I was working at was to show these kids love, show them love that they wouldn't, show them love, show them acceptance that they wouldn't get when they were outside. So I spent a lot of time talking with them one-on-one, sharing with them my story, hearing their story. And I really felt like that was when God first said, maybe I want you to go into full-time ministry. So after I graduated college, I decided to see if that is where God wanted me to go. So I spent a year in China after that, doing missions in China. I worked with university students, shared the gospel with them pretty much every day that I was there. Two of them came to Christ, and I started mentoring them in their Christian life, and it was really, really awesome. So then I came back, and well, actually before I came back, I was talking with the students, and they were telling me how they felt a big difference between coming to the fellowship that we as missionaries started and their house churches. So on Sunday when they would go to their house church, they felt like all they had to do was like serve. That was the only thing they did, was how to serve, like different things to do. And they did not feel like they were being fed the word of God. But when they came to fellowship, kind of resource for the students, for people in Asia. So after working for a couple of years, I decided to come to seminary. I've been studying in seminary for a year and a half, almost 2 years. And it's been really difficult, but it's been very rewarding at the same time. So my vision is to go back to Asia after graduating. And to really provide resources that I've gained here and bring it over there and really raise up future leaders in the church, future workers in the church. It doesn't necessarily have to be China, but anywhere in Asia, I feel like would be good. I'm actually going to Myanmar this summer for a short-term mission trip, and I'm looking forward to that. So I won't take up too much more time, but if you have any questions, you can always find me probably upstairs by the children, and you can ask me. Thank you.
我中文名字是邝世阳，世界是传扬的扬，所以我从小父母有一点已经想要我要去传扬去世界。谢谢刚刚陈牧师分享的。今天我想要跟你们分享我的护照。从小我是在一个家庭真的很爱主的家庭长大的。我父母常常每个礼拜会让我们有家庭礼拜。在读经祷告一起来分享我们每个礼拜的学习。是到初中的时候呢，我开始有人生的第一个开始发现我有自己希望的东西。所以小时候呢父母都会照顾我们啊，什么都需要的他们都给我们啊，所以很快乐去教会也很快乐。可是到初中的时候呢，第一次去朋友家发现他们家跟我的家很不一样，他们家有很多电动啊，有很多别的东西啊，然后发现这些小朋友他们都可以要什么他们的父母就给他们什么，所以我就开始自己想我的生命上来我要什么。小时候没有要很多大的东西，可是我越来越发现我们很多次生命上要的东西不代表上帝会给我们。所以初中我发现很多次我希望的东西不代表是好的。所以去高中的时候呢，我就开始决定了想要自己独立，想要自己来用我的能力去得到我希望要的。所以得到朋友啊，得到女朋友啊，得到什么我希望的都是想要自己独立来弄。所以那时候我跟我的父亲的关系就开始有一点困难了，就开始会说谎话，有的时候说我要去读书，可是没有去读书，我跟我姐姐的关系也开始有一点困难的时候。所以在快要去大学的时候呢，高中最大的希望是去大学。高中学生都是考试啊，有 A 啊，这些东西他们想申请好大学。我开始在初中的时候，我跟我好朋友都开始一起想要当医生，所以我们有三位好朋友，到高中的时候有四位，我们就开始安排你是当我是当眼科，有一个想要当牙齿，另外一个是当儿童照顾了，所以我们有一个小办法怎么来变成一个很好的医生一起来练习的。可是在我第四年在高中的时候呢，我最希望去的大学没收进。我没收进的时候呢，同样的问题又回来了，说上帝为什么我希望的东西你不给我。我别的大学都收进了，可是我唯一想要去的大学没收进。所以去大学以前呢，我去了一个退休会，在退休会的时候我就开始安静祷告，问上帝为什么现在我的生命上来不让我去我希望去的地方。所以那时候我就发现我可以讨厌上帝，说上帝不想理你，我还是想自己追我自己希望要的东西，或者我会开始真的问你这问题，说上帝为什么你不给我希望的。所以开始去大学的时候呢，我回想走过大学的时候很困难，可是现在回想的时候可以跟你们分享每一年上帝教了我一些功课。第一年呢，我去大学想要找一个团契，团契里面呢我发现上帝的爱到底是什么。第一年我去大学的时候，我发现上帝的爱不是就是给我们一些东西，可是真的是给我们关系，是给我们他的儿子，让我们有个关系，跟 透过他的儿子的爱，有我们当中的人一种的爱。所以我去大学的时候，我第一次经历到一个团契，有一些人真的很爱我，不是因为我可以做什么，不是因为我看起来什么，或者什么，他们就是充满着上帝的爱，是他们可以来爱我。所以第一年我真的学习了到上帝的爱，不是就是我们有什么，可是真的是在人当中的关系。第二年呢，我开始去教会的时候，大学很难找一个教会，所以找到教会的时候，我开始跟那个传道人一起，他变成我的辅导。他当我辅导的时候呢，他帮助我开始问了一些比较困难的问题，很多次小男生，就会跟小男生一起，可是不会问人生上的一些很困难的问题，所以他帮助我开始问我，诶，跟随耶稣有没有困难？我就告诉他我自己的困难，很多次我会跟他分享说，我从小长大很多次，我想要的东西上帝不给我，所以我们就开始有个辅导的观念，然后他开始教我跟随耶稣，是要学习怎么来真的看到他是我们最宝贝的。所以我开始问这个问题，耶稣，你真的是我人生上面最宝贝的吗？因为很多次我发现，诶，我希望别的东西，因为我真的觉得耶稣没有什么特别好啊，因为我在人生上来，如果有一辆车啊，或者有这些东西都是会比较好啊。所以第二年我学习当耶稣的门徒，是要跟随他，然后真的看，诶，世界上来的东西真的会比耶稣还宝贵吗？第三年，我开始想要服侍了，在我团契里面，我已经觉得我学了很多，所以想要服侍。可是上帝告诉我说，你还没有学习好，你还不能去服侍。所以第三年，我想学习的，我想改变的，上帝说不，你这一年要祷告。所以第三年来嘞，我就安静的学习祷告，是上帝要我们真的服侍上来的力量。我觉得很多次告诉人家或者自己做啊，会比较多的能力可以改变东西。我团契上来，我有很多东西希望帮助他们改变。可是真的是透过上帝的工作，我第三年等到最后一个团契，他们的辅导这样出来，然后告诉他们，诶，我们明年要改变一些东西。然后他们想改变的东西就是我这一年第三年所想帮他们改变的东西，然后发现，诶，上帝真的会听我们的祷告，然后真的是看到上帝的工作，我们才会真的认识祷告的力量，然后祷告的原因。所以第三年学到祷告这个服事。第四年就是刚刚陈牧师分享的，我开始想，诶，呼召的这个问题。第四年来每个大学学生都开始有工作预备好了，他们毕业的时候就知道，诶，他们要去哪里啊，要开始什么上班。在大学的时候我也开始帮助很多人想要当眼科，我就帮他们说，诶，眼科很好啊，眼科很简单，很干净啊，不用开手术啊，都是很好的job。 可是我到第三年来了，开始在心里面看到，诶，我以前希望的东西也慢慢改变了，真的看到人身上不是真的有什么，不是真的可以当什么是最重要的，可是真的是有没有耶稣基督还是爱。所以真的我呼召的这个问题真的很激动的一在问，因为每个人会问我，诶，你不是要当眼科吗？怎么现在不想当眼科了嘞？所以真的很多次要学习怎么来说我不知道，很多次在我生命上来我不喜欢说我不知道，所以我就告诉我朋友，我不知道我以后要做什么。直到我有一天在东引，台湾东引，我去短学的时候，我在那里跟一个牧师分享我的这个呼召的问题，他真的来帮助我回答这个问题。他说呼召嘞，第一个当然是耶稣有没有呼召你来当他的门徒，因为我们当基督徒的都是先听到耶稣的声音说来跟随我。可是第二个呢，他说呼召这个问题呢，上帝每次会来呼 呼召我们来成长我们的信仰。所以他真的看到说，你现在最大最怕的东西是出来服侍他。所以他那时候帮助我真的看到呼召，上帝每次呼召我们的时候是真的来呼召，让我们可以增加我们的信仰在他里面。所以我分享这个是让你们知道我的过程到大学到现在。我现在是在神学院第二年了 ,MDiv, 然后我念完的时候呢是我在南加州的教会send我出来的，所以我念完的时候会回去在那里服侍他们的英文堂，所以现在我每个礼拜是在英文堂敬拜，然后在学习真的看到你们在这里有很多的恩典真的谢谢你们下一个家庭真的来爱我们，每次都关心我们，然后也为我们祷告，谢谢大家。
Hello. So, by God's grace, I was born into a family of parents who love God and are living for Him. My father is a pastor, but, having such a dedicated steward, such a worker for the Lord, had ups and downs. And all of that influenced how I am today. But another specific time that God really shaped me was in college. And because this time in college is very, a precious time of growth for me, I really care about your college students and Empower. I volunteered last summer with their college fellowship, but since they're not here right now, I talk to them on Skype or I visit them if I can. But yes, college. Many lessons were learned, God taught me many things during that time, but an underlying theme throughout that time was about love. But it was God's kind of love. And like I mentioned before about my dad, that was connected with, things from church too. So when I applied for college, I chose one far away. I chose one 6 hours away from home, from New York City to Western New York. So I carried my bags and my burdens with me, all the way, across the state, and God began to unpack those things. And first thing is, as a child, as I was growing up, I was a lot more quiet than I am now, and I wanted to keep things to myself. And reasons for that, I learned to do that because of certain brokenness and things that I experienced as a child growing up. And one of them was sort of because my father was a workaholic father, pastor. So he was not really home and we didn't really have time with him. So people at church knew who he was, and then people would have expectations of me and my brother. So we just had a wall there. So I became hardened to people, specifically church people and people at fellowship. And then that meant I had trust issues in general. And then at college, God started to teach me by taking me outside of myself. He started teaching me the love that is in community, the love and the life that can be found in small and big communities. But he taught me all that while I stayed away from fellowship for a while in college because I was afraid of those things that I experienced as a kid. But he still showed me what it was like
to be in a kind of fellowship with people, with non-believers and, with, specifically international students and more specifically Japanese international students. And, okay, more about that later. But, he also, began teaching me, through that he began teaching me what it was like to love unconditionally, as he broke my heart for these friends, who did not know and did not have the saving love of Christ. And just an aside, my major in college was geography, 中文是地理. And I have two interesting reasons why I chose, well, not very interesting, but it's more, I chose this major because I needed one major to graduate, so pick something, right? And two, I was kind of interested, you know, it's geography, it's not like science, and it's not like English, literature. So it was in the middle, so I could do pretty well. And even though I wasn't sure what I wanted to study or what my future looked like, I believe God was still, this is one of the ways that he was preparing me to think globally, to think about the world as a whole. And God definitely had his hand on small details like this, because even when I was applying to go to college, I only chose 4 when like all my friends were applying to like 20 schools. And the college that I picked, well, I picked and they accepted me and I went. I chose that one because I liked the sound of the name. That was the only reason. And I was like, okay. So back to the story. In my junior year, my third year, I was still kind of like this to fellowship. At my school, it was intervarsity fellowship. But somehow, even though I stayed away from big group fellowship, God still connected me with individual Christians, older sisters who would kind of mentor me. Every 3 years, there's this conference called Urbana. I don't know if you know. It's this year, too, actually, every 3 years. So the one that I went to was 2009. And I didn't want to go, but somehow, through just a conversation with one of my older sister friends, they just asked me why not, and that was all that it took to get me thinking about it. And God provided, and I ended up going to Urbana. And through this this conference, it's a big mission conference with like close to 20,000 people from all over the world that come, all over the U.S., all over the world. And it shows like what God is doing throughout, not just in our own country. And that was where my heart was breaking, because I was learning what broke God's heart. And everything I thought was my worldview, which is very limited, it was shattered. And as God was, you know, showing me, you know, taking me beyond myself. It's not just about me or this country. And I was just beginning to hurt, just thinking and coming to understand how broken we are as humans, lost without Christ. And in a response, I committed again my life to living my life for the gospel and to go into full-time ministry. But at that time too, in that kind of context with so many people talking about the things happening in other places in the world, I was overwhelmed by my thoughts, by my feelings, by my desires to fight injustice, to reach out to every single person in the world, and then to save the world. But I'm not God. God is God. So he directed my passion towards the Japanese. It is a nation
that has everything materialistically and riches, money, but they are absolutely nothing without God. And that meant a lot to me because God already gave me these people close to my heart at school. They were my friends, and none of them knew who God was. Though all this was happening at school, God was also working within my family. This whole time in college, he was teaching me, showing me how to reconcile, make peace with people and the fellowship, and then with my family and then myself. So going away for college gave me and my family time and space to grow, and more importantly, to grow in Christ. So that brought us back together as we, you know, both became, both grew internally with the Lord, but once we came back together at home, you know, we're at like a different place where we can learn to love each other. And then with myself, I'm constantly relearning and remembering my worth in Christ and not in anything else, not in any other person, not in just my family or my friends or any other standards in the world. So to wrap up my college experience, it was very significant. God was preparing my heart, mind, and soul for His will. And after graduating college, I actually volunteered with InterVarsity, the group that I tried to stay away from. And then after volunteering, I went to Japan for a year to do missions work. And now I'm in seminary to prepare to return on the mission field, hopefully to Japan, for a long term. So, yeah. Thank you.
大家好，谢谢你，其实好像有一点点认识大家，但是很高兴有这机会可以跟大家分享。然后我也是希望可以跟大家分享我的呼召，除了希望可以让大家认识我，知道为什么我在这里，也希望可以让大家更看到神国度的一角。然后因为大家都从童年开始讲起，所以我想说倒叙一下。然后那个这个可以拿下来吗？还要再拉？再拉不就回去了吗？还可以，没关系，这样应该可以吧？可以放那个吗？不需要，不需要，只是一张投影而已。哦，好，谢谢牧师。好像有东西。再下一张应该就是了，因为我们有一张黑的。对。然后呢，就是呢，因为那个钟牧师刚问我们很多问题，很多很难回答的问题，所以我现在想要问他一下，就是这什么文？很好，没有忘记你的教育没有？这是希腊文呢。然后那个陈牧师绕跑了，蛮想要请他翻译一下。好，所以呢，这很简单，就是一首歌，然后这首歌其实你们应该都会唱，然后呢，所以就是那个教大家唱一下，可以先跟我一起念，Echo Tain Haran 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 And Cardia Mu And Cardia Mu And Cardia Mu Echo Tain Haran 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 Encardiamu Encardiamu Menen 有人知道这首歌吗？这首歌就是那个那中文什么？我仅有快乐，快乐在我心中。好，应该看出来吧，就是In heart, my 其实跟英文有点像，是 in my heart。 然后所以我们试着唱一遍，然后啊就请那个神学生唱这个好了。这是 poo， 就是是 where 的意思，就是在哪里。好，大家准备好了吗？好。Eho ten haran 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 enkardiyamu 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 Eho ten haran 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 enkardiyamu enkardiyamu menen。 好棒哦，大家都会用希腊文唱歌。好，然后这跟我的护照有什么关系？就是这其实是我这一年以来，我现在也是二年级，这是我现在这一年以来我觉得是最大的事工，然后跟我以后有想要做的事有关，就是我今年在学校当希腊文助教，然后其实对我来讲是非常非常大的挑战，然后就是真的很困难，然后就是我其实我刚刚说我小时候在美国出生，然后都在台湾长大嘛，然后我五年级的时候因为妈妈觉得，因为我美国公民，在那宿舍美国公民，所以在美国的小学念书不用钱，所以就是不来白不来学英文这样。然后那时候我的姨丈刚好也在 Gordon Conwell， 就是我们现在念的神学院念书，所以他就把我寄过来，然后我就一个人住在他家一年这样。然后可是其实对我来讲就是很难，因为那年我的表弟全部都是 ABC， 所以像他们不会讲中文。然后然后我阿姨跟我的姨丈因为很想要学英文，所以他们在家里就都跟他们小孩学，就讲英文，就是教材的。然后我是就很尴尬，因为不会讲英文。然后学校也都很陌生。但是那年其实对我认识上帝非常非常重要，因为我觉得我从小到大我相信神是爱，可是好像对我来讲没有那么重要，因为就算上帝不是爱，我好像也有生活中我想要有的所有东西。所以那年是我觉得我个人认识主很大的冲击。那时候我的姨丈在 CBCGB 实习，然后我当然就跟他们去教会嘛。那除了家庭以外，我生活最大的支持在台湾的时候就是教会，可是我去也受到很大的冲击，因为这边的小孩全部也都是 ABC， 然后也是讲英文，所以我去那个儿童主日学就很不舒服，所以他们后来就让我一整年都跟他们去大人的崇拜因为在大人崇拜里面我就很隐形这样，所以我就很舒服。但是在那当中就是我觉得我真的遇见上帝，因为我觉得我第一次觉得就是我生活中真的所有可以依靠的都不在我身边。那我后来反正回台湾，然后我整个教育，我是台北长大的，那个其实很潜在的是很多的西化的思想跟看的方向，我们中文怎么变这样，所以我其实从小想都是往西方想，就是以后如果出国念书的话，当然就到美国嘛，然后高中的时候也是跟家里比较不好的时候，也是一心就想要到美国。然后可是就是当然那个不管是生活条件等等，就是反正我就是所在台湾。然后我其实在台湾长大是在一个很大的教会长大。然后高中的时候另外的困难是我觉得在大教会长大有很多很多的资源，可是相对而言有很多很多的包袱。就是你在家里跟妈妈吵一个架，然后就是上百的人都知道这样，然后你就好像是很糟糕很糟糕的一个小孩，然后虽然说我有一点糟糕，可是那个压力真的很大，所以总而言之就是我其实从小我都一直想要离开，就是很矛盾，就是我很喜欢我环境，可是我一直很想要离开，因为我觉得那个压力很大。到我高中的时候，因为跟家里的人的关系不好，我从国中到高中我就下定决心我不要跟我妈顶嘴，但结果就是变成我真的做到了，但结果就变成我们就不太讲话这样。然后高中的时候我有个哥哥一个弟弟，然后他们都念台湾最好的高中最好的大学其实我们家除了我以外好像都念最好的大学，然后就是所以我就是其实就压力很大，然后我哥跟我弟又超帅的，就他们走到哪里然后大家就是都很爱他们，所以呢就是我就觉得就是自己不知道在那个家里面干嘛这样。然后 但我觉得在这很多问题当中，然后当然我也就是看到很多自己的不足，然后自己的罪，所以我觉得在高中的时候，上帝真的是把我对自己有的不管自我价值，或是我觉得外在可以靠的东西都拿走，然后在那当中是我就是跟上帝祷告说，我愿意把自己献给他。那积极一点的话，是真的我觉得在上帝里面我找到所有的丰盛。那心情不好，消极一点，就是反正这世界上什么都没有，就给上帝这样。然后可是所以我其实在高中的时候，我就决定我想要全职侍奉，可是我并不觉得自己有什么可以给上帝，然后我也不知道上帝到底要我做什么，我只觉得上帝不停一直透过不同的管道一直问，重新一直问我愿不愿意。比如说我读小说那个追风筝的孩子啊，然后就是里面有就是有人被石头活活打死，然后我记得我那时候就心里很激动，因为我就觉得上帝问我说，你愿不愿意跟随我到这地步，然后就说哦，只在念个小说怎么这么沉重。然后我不知道大家认不认识，记不记得黄河宣教师，他是我高中的时候的辅导，然后他后来去宣教。那他每次回来的时候，他应该有分享吧，因为暑假我不在，我不知道他们在这边分享，但他都会问一些很耸动人生的东西，就是比如说就是他在那边，然后就西方宣教士最年轻的就15岁的女孩就去，为什么都没有黑头发的人去，然后我就觉得说为什么，然后就大学的时候嘛，就是比较热血一点，然后就觉得说就是为什么，然后很希望自己是像陈牧师刚刚说的，如果上帝此刻要我去，那我愿不愿意去。然后我大学的时候有一年暑假，他就邀请我去那边看他在那边的工作。那时候是在北京奥运之后，就是好像应该同年吧。然后对宣教其实是一个一个阻碍，因为所有的宣教师，外国宣教师都被限制在成都省城，因为他们方便管理，然后清点人。但是对我们就是去看一下那边宣教工作的人来讲，其实是非常有利的，因为我就去，然后各国的宣教士，各个领域的宣教士全部都在省城，所以你就是走来走去就可以听到很多宣教士的见证。那时候我觉得上帝开我眼睛的事情是，我一直在想上帝要我做什么时候，我常会自己计算嘛，然后就觉得说哦，我可能我学过英文，那上帝会不会要我做这件事情，然后我大学念哲学的，那上帝是不是要我念做这个，然后上帝知道这样。可是上帝那时候让我看见的是，每当我跟每一个宣教士讲话，不管他是做医疗宣教，不管是做心理辅导，不管是做圣经翻译，不管是做牧民宣教，做藏民宣教，做华人宣教，他们都不停发出一个呼声，就是台湾人跟香港人都在哪里。因为对他们来讲，他们花很大的力气学中文，学中国文化，可是就是他可能下一个月就会被签证被夺走，然后就要离开了。然后所以那时候我觉得上帝在告诉我一个很简单的讯息，就是你是台湾人。然后我是一个那个政治取向非常非常浅薄，没有任何感觉的人，所以当我说我是台湾人的时候，我并不知道那是什么意思。但是那是我第一次觉得我是台湾人很重要，不是因为台独，然后也不是因为什么，而是因为台湾人在那边，一来是我们有台湾香港有很好的资源，因为中国你任何营会任何交导没有办法进去，或者是要很秘密的进行，就地下啊，就是地方教会，所以一个是资源，另外一个是我们走来走去并不会引政府的注意，他们如果一个周末想要去转身进到山区，就会引发政府的注意，因为你就看到一个白人晃来晃去这样。然后另外一个是台湾人跟香港人很容易打破那个种族的隔阂，就是我去的那地方在就是黄河宣教士服侍的地方， 有藏族、汉族跟回族，然后他们之间其实是互不相干，然后也不喜欢对方的。但是当我们跟汉人相处的时候，他们就把我们当汉人，然后当我们跟回族或藏族相处的时候，他们就比我还知道台湾跟中国大陆之间发生什么事，然后就问说你对两岸三地有什么想法，然后我想说我什么想法，就是可是重点是他们也把你当自己人，所以就是要都把你当自己人。然后我第一次觉得啊，我是台湾人，然后这是一件很重要的事情，然后这是我从来没有想过的。那在那之后我觉得上帝就不停的在这方面挑战我，要告诉我。那另外一个我想要分享的是在刚过的暑假我回台湾，然后去泰国短宣，然后在那边呢我遇到两个人。一个人是一个少数民族，然后他到泰国学中文。然后原因是因为少数民族的资源很少，所以他想要学中文，因为中文资源很多。但是那时候其实我很心虚，因为我自己讲中文，然后我知道中文在亚洲已经算资源很多了，可是比如说像希伯来文最大最重要也最基本的一个字典叫 Helot， 现在才在正在翻成中文。所以其实我会觉得诶，其实我们讲中文这件事情其实有很大很大的负担跟使命。然后另外是我们在泰国常常去山区宣教，然后其实做的事情就是教中文。然后我也觉得诶，我在台湾的时候我们会去台湾的乡村宣教，做的是教英文，因为大家都想学英文。可是在东南亚大家都想学中文，所以你就教中文，然后就是背京剧都是中文。然后那其实是一个很方便的宣教的方式。然后所以我觉得这当中我看到的是我从小不喜欢看自己的所拥有的反而是上帝想要使用的。然后我觉得虽然知道上帝呼召我，然后也来到这边学习，可是那仍然是我最大的挑战，就是我常常觉得自己很不足，然后为什么上帝要用我。然后最后我想要简单分享在这个挑战上面的学习。因为在这边跟大家比较多的相处是透过音乐，所以我想说就简单从我弹钢琴的过程讲，就是我从小学钢琴，然后其实到国中高中就停了，然后主要会继续弹就是因为小学的时候教会突然开始一个新的服事机会，就是希望让小朋友私琴。然后我现在回想啊，那一定是弹得乱七八糟，然后就但是我觉得教会就是有这个心，然后恩典，然后希望培养我们服事的习惯。然后到了我一直都弹，到了大学的时候那个主日就变成跟大人一起了嘛，所以就不能就变得很可怕，因为就很多大人。然后那时候其实我很心虚，因为我们教会人多的关系，所以又在台北的关系，所以很多音乐专场音乐专才，所以在服事主日之行的时候，我最怕的时间是默想，就是我们那个主日崇拜讲员讲完话以后，会有大概两分钟的默想，那个默想就是会排一个，比如直笛啊，或是一个什么黑管在那吹，然后钢琴就会跟他陪，我都好怕，因为那些全部都是专业，然后在国家音乐厅，然后我想说我在那边干嘛，然后我都不知道弹什么，然后然后我也真的不知道弹什么，所以常常需要他们帮忙。但是我在去泰国宣教的时候，那时候有去一个伯特利神学院，那他们有一个中文部是我们在那边教课，然后我被排到教的是圣乐，然后第一天是跟他们主日崇拜，然后就看到他们那个音乐超强，就是我不知道是好像各国的少数民族还有原住民不知道什么音乐都很好，所以他们大概就像那样子。然后我那时候那天我其实压力非常非常大，因为我回到房间我就觉得说上帝，我到底为什么在那边教圣乐，因为他们音乐很好，而且他们是我最羡慕的那种音乐天才，我弹琴一定要有谱。然后可是我在跟一个学生聊天的时候，他就跟我讲说他这辈子学过两个星期的钢琴，对他来讲非常非常重要，因为他要可以看懂和弦，但他完全看不懂，所以他们所有的完全没有流传出去，他们也没有办法使用任何资源。我就问他说你那两个星期的钢琴是跟谁学的，他说是他以前在缅甸的时候那边有一个短期宣教士的师母会弹钢琴，然后教他。然后我觉得上帝在告诉我的是 的确我没有他们的音乐天才，然后我音乐也没有他好，可是上帝很神奇的就是安排这一切，然后让我的学习就在他唯一不足的地方可以用上，而且那不是我会看到我想到的。这只是因为我在很多方面不足，我不喜欢在人面前讲话，我不喜欢跟大人讲话，就是为什么我大学的时候全部都在儿童事工，这我很多不足，可是我觉得在这方面就透过音乐这方面，我想要讲的是在这过程之中上帝有很多恩典，然后教会有很多恩典，所以谢谢大家。
Yeah. Where's Ruby? Oh. It is indeed a great pleasure to be here tonight and to share our testimonies. I appreciate this great offer by our pastor to allow us to be here tonight to share our story. As I said earlier on, my name is Matthew Kipchumba.I come from Kenya, and this is my second year now in seminary. It's been a great time being away from home and being here. I remember when I was looking around for churches to attend, I never thought I was going to end up here. But one Sunday, I think Saturday night, Josh was telling me that he has this church that he's visiting, and he was wondering whether we would go together, and I was willing to come with him for the Sunday service. And we talked to Ruby and other girls to come with us. And then, I just love the place, and I wasn't going to anywhere else. My parents were asking me, where do I attend service? And I say, I attend Chinese church. They were wondering, where is that? They were like, we sent you to America, not China. But I told them, there are people here, and they are Chinese, and for real they are Chinese, and I love them, and I really enjoy being in their church. The greatest challenge today is going to a church that you hear the gospel preached. And when I sat at the pew in this church, at the English congregation, I heard the gospel preached. And that afternoon, going back home, I told Josh I was going to stay. A semester later on, somebody else had to be won into the team, and that was Daniel. So, here we are. We thank this church so much, so much for their hospitality and their fellowship that you have been able to extend to us. Took a new twist. Because that's when I was born. I came into this world. Born into a family of believers. Both my parents are serving in the church, not as pastors but elders. And we thank the Lord because of parents who have committed themselves to raising up their kids in Christian way because they raised me as a Christian. I attended church as a kid ministry. But it was until when I was 10 years old when I gave my life to Jesus Christ. when I accepted the salvation that he had actually offered on the cross.
He's, 真的在十字架面前见证。
You know, this is my first time somebody translating for me. Yeah. Yes, I got saved when I was 10 years old, and I remember going home and I was telling my parents that, yes, I got saved today in church. And I became this pastor kid in our family who would lead devotions. But when I went to high school and I was deciding to go to high school, I realized that yes, I loved serving God and doing ministry, but I didn't want to do that primarily because being a pastor in my country is being poor. My friends and I had dreams of life. We wanted to be successful people, engineers. I wanted to be a doctor. So the idea of really becoming a pastor was something traumatizing and scary in a way. So I chose to rebel.
What?
I chose to rebel.
So
I decided that I was going to go into a Hindu school. So that I would not be forced to attend Christian Union and Christian service
ministry in
high schools in Kenya. So I went to this school because I wanted to be a doctor. Indians are very good in science and in my country, and I wanted to be a doctor and I wanted to study with in that school and so to pursue this career later on in life. But later on in my final year of high school, I attended a youth conference organized by my church. And I heard the gospel again preached. And my life was restored. The last day of that conference, I knelt down and I was prayed for and rededicated my life again to Christ. And I accepted that, yes, Lord, I will serve you, but when I have become a doctor. And then I wrote my final exams that following year, and I did well. But my dreams of going to med school was cut by the government because they couldn't take me to med school. Instead, I was selected to study law, which I didn't want to. So I chose to wait for another year. But I didn't actually stay because my parents kept telling me, no, go, you need to go, you need to go and study. But deep down in my heart, I knew that this was God's dream so that I could go to Bible college. So one evening, I invited some of the elders to my home for dinner. And I told them that I was willing to go to Bible college. I had been crushed by God and I'd accepted. But my elders told me that you are still young, therefore you'll have to intern for another 1 year with our pastor. And I said, yes, I will do that. So for 1 year, I was an intern, serving under my pastor. So later on, I joined the Bible college and studied at the university back in Kenya. While I was studying, I was also interning as a pastor back in Nairobi in one of the churches. And after graduation, I went back home to serve in the church. They did send me to one of the churches that had experienced some wrangles, and I didn't want to go there also. I felt very inexperienced, and I felt that I wasn't ready to go and serve in a church that was divided.
我觉得我自己的经验不足，然后我不想要去一个那教会有分裂，我不想要去一个分裂的教会。
But two very senior old elders, aged 70 and 75, approached me and they said, "We will pray with you. Go."
有两个七八十岁的老长老来找我，跟我讲说我们会为你祷告，你就去。
And I went to this church, and my 3 years of serving in that church were actually the blessed years so far.
我就去了那个教会，然后在那教会服事的经验，我觉得非常蒙福。
The Lord brought healing and reconciliation.
上帝带来医治，带来和好。
And after 3 years, the church asked me to consider further studies to help in training more ministers.
三年以后，这教会问我愿不愿意去念书，回来帮助更多人。
As you know, and as perhaps maybe many of you know, the church in Africa is continually growing rapidly, yet we have very few ministers.
你们可能知道非洲现在教会成长非常快速，可是牧师非常不足。
And so, I came to Gordon Conwell. And here I am today. This is the story of God in my life. And indeed, the story of God in our life is everything about Him. It's about Him working in our lives to create in us a heart that belongs to Him. So that when God weeps,over his people, we weep together with him. When he celebrates with his people, we celebrate together with him. One of the key texts that has actually shaped my ministry as a pastor is Matthew 9:35 and 36. I'll ask Ruby to read it in Chinese.
一个我很喜欢跟我的会众分享的经文在马太福音第九章
Matthew 9:35 and 36.
马太福音第九章35到36节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
My prayer is, Jesus, give me the eyes that belongs to you, so that when I see people, I see with compassion.
我祷告是跟上帝求，让我有跟你一样的眼睛，让我看到人的时候，我心里就发怜悯。
Because to live as an enemy of Jesus Christ is to live under pain and suffering.
因为在上帝里面服事就是跟人一起受苦。
And the heart of Jesus Christ is my desire, and I pray that that will be your desire too, always.
上帝的心是我希望自己的心成为的样子，希望那也是你们的祷告。
Thank you so much for listening to our story.
谢谢你们听我们的故事。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你们。
所以我们现在想要分享，谢谢大家听我们的故事。我们想要分享我们的祷告事项。你听到了，我们都有不同样的故事，然后我们有同样的神耶稣是我们基督。所以 Daniel 呢是想要以后去中国当宣教，Matthew 以后会去回去 Kenya 当牧师，也以后也会帮助他们有一些学校升学也开始那些。我是回去加州当牧师，他是以后想要当宣教在日本，然后 Ruby 是台湾的亚洲的宣教。好，所以现在我们要分享一下我们的祷告事项，所以你们也可以为我们祷告。
For me, two things. One, you can continue praying as I serve in the children's ministry, for wisdom and for guidance, and how to train up the future generation of believers. And secondly, for my mission trip to Myanmar this summer, to pray that I would get a vision of what God is doing in Asia and to see how I can help minister to people there.
Please pray for my ministry. When I go back, I'll be more involved in training church leaders, pastors. Please pray that the Lord will shape me so that what I teach is what I live. Pray also that the Lord will bless me as I study here in America. Thank you.
我祷告事项是我的负担是来跟华人家庭移民家庭来帮助父母跟小孩可以和好所以祷告就是让我可以学习的都到我的心里面所以回去的时候可以学习怎么来服侍华人的教会。
Please pray for just our studies, my studies. I'm kind of finishing faster than the rest of them because my program's 2 years. So like next steps where God is leading me. I probably won't be going straight to Japan right away, but to also pray for that, for God's leading into returning to Japan. People that I'll be working with, that He'll provide them as well. And I guess also for just my time still here at church with the Empower Kids and then during the semester with the Life Kids too, that, yeah, we can live out the gospel together and encourage each other.
请为我祷告两件事情，一个是现在在学校的学习，我主要是在念圣经语言，所以希腊文、希伯来文，然后很困难对我来讲，然后而且如果要学好的话，应该还是需要进修，然后是希望在上帝可以心意可以显明，另外一个是我爸爸上个礼拜然后那个。膝盖摔伤然后骨折什么的然后虽然说不是什么生死的东西可是就我心里很着急然后没有办法在家
谢谢大家
谢谢我们很感谢神他们很简要的分享他们每一个人的故事见证还有他们的代祷事项我想为什么我们今天要分就是邀请他们来分享哈因为我觉得在教会里面我们是很有福的一个教会常常觉得我们这个教会距离国伦康会非常近然后每一年有很多的学生从世界各地来到这边念神学那么这很多的学生当中有一些人就到了我们教会来那么那他们来了就是两年三年然后他们离开但是我想很多时候我们在华语堂这边聚会的弟兄姐妹我们没有很多机会接触到他们那么我希望借由他们的分享我们可以多一些关心多一些祷告而且见到他们的时候可以跟他们聊聊天他们有时候在星期五就来这里有时候他们要是没有课的话你们可以邀他们到你们家去住一个晚上或者是星期六住一个晚上可以跟他们多一些分享那就是他们所参与的都是未来在神国的世界各地的不一样的服事我相信各位的参与对于他们还有对于整个神的国度都会有很大的帮助那好不好我们一起起立我们一起来为他们祷告好不好然后之后呢我请我们在座的三位长老你们都一起到现在也为他们祷告好不好我们觉得那个我们教会的长老执事也对他们的很多的支持啊、哦、我请李长老那个两位李长老还有徐长老你们可不可以一起到前面来现在好我们你们一起来好了我们这样子好了我们就是上面有五位嘛齁那么从李信华长老开始你没有感动就为任何一位祷告这样好不好然后最后我来我们一起低头
天父我们感谢你的恩典今天晚上我们在这里聚集也听见你所差派的神学生 能够来到我们教会，在这边也跟我们有非常美好的分享。在过去一段时间，我们看见他们蒙你的呼召，能够来到神学院，把他们年轻的生命摆上，他们不追求把他们放下他们生命里的追求让来把你放在首位，他们愿意接受你的呼召，献上他们的生命我们为他们献上感恩，我们为他们这样子的决心，我们也是求神你纪念，并且继续的带领他们前面的路。虽然他们在这边在我们当中的时间短暂，但是我们看见他们将来他们的生命在你的手中，能够祝福许许多多的人。主啊，我们就求主你来祝福他们现在在国伦康瓦这段时间在这边装备，在这边准备，在这边等候的时候，主啊，你就亲自的来带领他们。我们特别为他们刚才所分享在不久将来他们各样的代祷事项，我们也都仰望在你的手中。主啊，我们在这边特别为 Daniel 他今年暑假要去缅甸，在那里的短宣和侍奉我们仰望在你手里，求主你祝福他带领他在这个六个礼拜的侍奉当中，主啊你也是准备他的心，也打开他的眼睛，主啊你也使用他在那边能够经历到主你自己的带领和同在。我们为Matthew 牧师他受你的呼召，他来在这边做到装备，然后要回到肯亚来继续的来牧会，并且在那边要培养更多的传道人。主啊，我们把他也仰望在你手里。主啊，愿主你大大的使用他。我们看见非洲那边教会的成长的那么样的快速你的工人是非常的缺乏。主啊，我们就求助你大大的使用他当他回到那边的时候，借着他能够兴起更多的工人。主啊，我们让他成为你福音的管道，我们真的是把他仰望在你手里。我们把Joshua仰望你。主啊，他谢谢你带领他到我们教会，也在这边有美好的服事，在去年也是就成为我们青少年退休会的讲员。我们看见他有许多的恩赐，然后在这边读完以后要回到加州的教会。主啊，我们也是把他仰望在你手里。主啊，愿意成全他你在他身上的呼召。主啊，也带领他在这边有好的装备，将来能够继续的在加州的教会服侍你。主啊，我们把 Claudia 也是仰望在你手里他两年马上就要完成学业，我们求主你继续带领他前面的路，也是再带领他继续的准备，求你为他开路，他愿意回到日本那边，在这里面有长宣的工作。主啊，我们也是求主你带领我们也是把 Ruby 仰望在你手中，谢谢他谢谢你带领他到我们的教会，在许多的方面，在私情在各样的侍奉，是吧？我们都看见他有许多的摆上，我们也是继续把他仰望在你手里。愿主你成全他的心愿，能够要在圣经语言方面的完成深造。我们也是求着你继续带领他前面的路。我们把他们五位带到我们教会当中，我们向你献上感恩。愿主你继续来赐福他们。我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
天父上帝，我们满心感谢你，因为你的爱是这么的广大。主，我们可以在各地我们的不同的地方来到这个教会，我们成为一个大家庭。主，我们特别感恩在这里几年你把在过程康复的学生也带到我们的当中，与我们一起来服侍你。祝我们在这里，我们彼此的学习，彼此的勉励，我们献上感恩。祝我们把今天晚上这五位你所爱的你的仆人，他们准备 在这个地方的个人看护的这个装备，主我们都仰望在你的手中，求助你继续的引领他们，在他们的学习，让他们继续的仰望你在他们毕业以后要走的道路，让他们在这段装备的当中能够蒙你更多的引领，更多的恩典。主，我们也感谢你，你把他们带到我们的教会，让我们在这个地方，我们不但得到他们在你面前的忠心，也成为我们的榜样，也让我们可以在这里一起的服侍你。主，我们真的是献上我们的感恩。主，我们也特别把他们将来的道路也都仰望在你的手中。你曾经感动他们，你他们现在也感动他们，你求主你也让他们继续在你圣灵的感动的当中，在他们在服侍的当中可以更多得到你的恩典。主，我们谢谢你今天晚上有这样的一个机会，让我们彼此可以学习，彼此勉励。我们献上感恩祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Our Father, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the the five Samaritans in front of us. You call them to serve you. You call them to come here to the study. We pray that not only their knowledge about you increase, but also their love for you increase every day by day. Lord, you call them to be your faithful servant. Lord, we thank you. You are equipping them. And train them so that they can be your shepherd. So, Lord, you are the chief shepherd. You call them to be shepherd under you, to shepherd the sheep. You trust them. We pray for the church in reserve in China and in California, in Kenya, in Asia, in Japan. We pray each one of them, again by name. We pray for Daniel, pray for Josh, we pray for Matthew, Pastor Matthew, and pray for Ruby and Claudia. They are so precious in your eyes. Lord, we pray for their hobby skill and give them perseverance and give them the path to become your faithful servant. In Jesus' name we pray.Amen.
好，主，我们感谢你今天晚上你借由他们的分享也告诉我们，就你在我们每个信人每个弟兄姐妹的心中，我们如何的被你的爱来激励，因为那感动这五位弟兄姐妹的主也今天晚上也感动我们，求主你让我们在他们的服事中，在他们未来的宣教的所做的每一件事中，我们不仅是祷告，我们在很多的事中也与他们一同有份，愿主帮助我们，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名求，阿们。 Thank you. OK. 好，我们今天晚上就聚会到这边啊，你们可以如果想要跟他们多认识，可以留下来跟他们聊一聊啊。